For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here Wednesday, May 22nd. The Hunt Volume 1 for the 2024 season dropped last night. Jacksonville Jaguars, digital media team, props to them, kudos to them. Unbelievable production, and it's 40 minutes long as well. I think that's the longest one that they've done. I love seeing all the behind-the-scenes stuff, the access, the quality of the whole thing, the video production, the interviews. It really was, in my opinion, the best that they've done so far. And they've had some absolutely fantastic episodes of the Hunt, right? This was the best one, I think. They did a great job, hit it out of the park. So just going to offer up some reactions here to that today. The Hunt Volume 1, go check it out on the Jaguars YouTube. If you haven't watched it yet, go watch it. Then come back and we can talk about it here. Have some fun. Want to shout out all the channel members out there. Really help support what we're doing here. John, Brian, Joe, Drew, Eileen, Cardiac Cats, who has a great Jaguars YouTube channel as well. Go check it out. Brandon and Debbie Lynn. Really, really appreciate y'all supporting what we do. If you want to become a channel member, it can help the channel grow, and you can also get some cool perks. You can check it out, link in the description below. Diving into this, though, getting some lesser-known scouts some airtime, guys that don't normally get to talk to the media or have any attention paid to them at all, I love that. And you can tell how detail-oriented, how locked in these guys are, whether it's the area scouts, the pro personnel guys, all of them. You really got a sense of how much they care, how much they work. And you know, or you should know, being an NFL scout, whether it's area scout, national scout, pro personnel, that is one of the most thankless jobs in the league. It is one of the most long hour jobs in the league. You are grinding every single player, whether you're doing college or pro personnel, every single player that you can, all year long. And so getting to hear from those guys, getting them some FaceTime was awesome. I love seeing Press Taylor running through the questions with these prospects. He was firing them off. He was super prepared, wanted to make sure that these guys were super prepared. Talking about Press Taylor, you can tell why Doug Peterson loves this guy. I still think fans were overly critical of him last year. Like, did he handle every moment perfectly? No. But on the reverse side of that coin, things were going fairly well prior to the injuries, prior to the left side of the offensive line getting decimated. Zay Jones and Christian Kirk both going down. Trevor Lawrence having injuries throughout the back half of the season. So in my opinion, that's not an excuse. That's saying, well, why are you running screens constantly? I don't think he felt that the offensive line could protect. And so how are you going to protect your quarterback? You're going to get the ball out of his hands quickly. Are there different ways you can do that? Yes. But again, you have to have confidence in your receivers. I think the only receiver after Christian Kirk went down that they had some confidence in was Calvin Ridley, and Ridley was inconsistent last year. Yes, he had some huge performances, but he was inconsistent. The run blocking was inconsistent. So I can sit here and tell you, I do believe Press Taylor got a bad rap last year. I do believe he was overly criticized, but I can also tell you, I think Doug Peterson should be the play caller. Like, that is how Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl, is by being the play caller. Does that mean Press Taylor should never be a play caller for an offense? No, it doesn't. But if Doug Peterson is the head coach of a football team, which he is in Jacksonville, he should also be the play caller. That's one of the biggest advantages that he brings to a team. He is a dynamite play caller. And even though Press Taylor is kind of his protege and they speak the same language, they, in a lot of ways, think the same way, in the moment when you're calling plays, I think that Doug Peterson just has it. The it factor. He has the brilliance. And I'm not saying Press Taylor doesn't and can't keep continue to develop that, but if Doug Peterson is in this building, he should be more hands-on. He should be calling plays. That is one of his superpowers, along with just the ability to connect with guys and lead. So it was cool seeing Press Taylor run through the different plays and just all the different minutiae with these prospects. Hearing the whole staff talk about players in the draft was awesome. Like, you don't know who they're talking about, but you heard from scouts, you heard from coaches, you heard from everyone talking about different prospects, and it was cool to hear their thought process. It was cool to see the collaboration. To me, that feels real, like the collaboration between the front office, the scouting staff, and the coaches. Trent Baalke's talked about collaboration. Doug Peterson has talked about it a lot as well. He appreciates that part, and you get the sense it's not quite the same way where Doug Peterson has been before.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture, and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Right now, all stock outlets with USB ports are on sale. Ditch the need for bulky USB adapters. Upgrade your home with features like ultra-fast charging, allowing you to charge your smart devices up to 40% faster than standard USB outlets. Also, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So kudos to the entire front office for that, for being able to collaborate with the coaching staff. I think it's cool stuff. Inside the draft room, the war room, just what an upgrade that is, the entire facility. But the draft room is night and day compared to what they had, you know, in the dungeon inside Everbank Stadium, right? It looks great. This is a real franchise, right? It was cool seeing Baalke working the phones a little bit, doing his best Monty Osenfort impression, but hearing he knew the Vikings were going after Dallas Turner, he is a little bit smarter than we give him credit for sometimes. I still can't believe the Vikings' process on that one. They literally traded 2 second-round picks to get up to 23, and then a third, a fourth, and a fifth-round pick to get from 23 to 17 for one player that is not a quarterback. You're talking about giving up 5 draft picks, 2 second-round picks, a third, a fourth, and a fifth to move up to get an edge rusher. I think Dallas Turner is a great fit with them, but that is just wild. You really mortgaged your future in a big way, in my opinion. We'll see how it plays out. But I still love Trent Baalke's process with that pick, what he did last year in the same regard, trading down, landing Anton Harrison. You keep hearing the Jaguars brass, and you heard Ethan Waugh talk about it in this video, how Brian Thomas Jr. can run every route. And I want to clear something up for people. Like, LSU did not have him run a complex route tree. It was mainly on the vertical plane, outside on the vertical plane, sometimes in the slot as well. Just because they didn't have him do that doesn't mean he doesn't have the physical ability to do that. So I think when the Jaguars say he can run every route, they mean he has the physical ability to run every route, not that he has run every route a lot, right? I think that he has the foot quickness, the flexibility, the hip fluidity to run every route. I think that's what they're trying to tell you, not that they've seen him run every route in the route tree at a high volume and has a lot of experience doing that, okay? So I think he can. I think he's just got to continue to grow. You got to see the Brian Thomas Jr. formal interview at the Combine. Sounded like he crushed the board work, the film room with the Jaguars. We just got a small glimpse of that there, but he sounded very prepared. I think that they obviously liked that. Trent Baalke, as if we didn't know, Mason Smith was his guy at 48. Said, go big or go home. I think for him, it was like Mason Smith no matter what there. Channeling his inner Kevin Costner from draft day, right? Mason Smith no matter what. And then you heard after the pick, you know, Andy Reid was talking to Doug and said, you know, he loved the pick, big dude. Joe Douglas liked the pick as well. Those are two evaluators I respect. So pretty cool to hear that. Behind the scenes access you wouldn't normally know about. Jarian Jones, that phone call was awesome when they called him to let him know he was getting drafted. His emotion and energy, he's going to be a fan favorite here. He's a good football player. I think he's going to probably end up being like a long-term starting nickel. You could tell that they loved his game, his speed, his physicality. And you could tell how fired up he was to be coming to Jacksonville. Of course, Cam Little, that was a Heath Farwell guy. You saw that conversation between Doug and Trent saying, we got to make sure that this is a Heath guy. And Doug's like, trust me, it is. I don't think that they're done. Talked about it at the very end, Trent Baalke did. I don't think that they're done adding a piece or two that they think can help them win this season. I think what they want to do is get through OTAs, maybe mandatory minicamp, and then at that point start saying, where could we potentially upgrade this roster? Where do we feel like if we add one piece, two pieces here and there, we could really elevate? To me right now, it's cornerback and edge depth. We'll see what plays out. I don't think that they're done. I'm fingers crossed for Marshawn Lattimore, who, shout out to Gus Logue, who put that idea out into the world months ago, talking about a Marshawn Lattimore trade. And then, of course, I think ESPN picked it up and said that the Jaguars should trade for Marshawn Lattimore. That makes too much sense. The talent, the connection with the Jaguars defensive coaching staff, I think that would be awesome. We'll see how it plays out. But again, what a fantastic production from the Jaguars digital media team. They deserve all the credit in the world. And I'm definitely going to be watching it again. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member. Y'all have a good one.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.